Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
It's very funny.
Did I do all right?
Yes, I think this is great.
I wanted to wait to get your reaction on the air.
I like it. It's good.
It is good. So we're gonna
talk a little climate change.
Brian was tossing some ideas out there for what song we could come into, and I was like, "Oh, don't worry, I got this one."
Yeah. Feeling it.
It is.
Feeling it. Pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're gonna switch up the topic. We're gonna move on from litigating the previous election that took place more than 15 months ago, and then concerns for current elections.
How is it that, last note on that, we had the issue in 2020, okay, it was in the middle of the pandemic and everything. There's some things back and forth, and there was a little bit of confusion. You've had so much time
in between them,
and we're still now doing emergency provisions.
It's almost like the deadlock commission that was set up in 2015 to always split 3-3, Republicans and 3 Democrats, isn't a very effective way to control the government. Weird.
Well, that's why we only need one throat to choke, so we can have a more authoritarian type of
We should definitely get a hold of whoever put that commission together.
Whoever did it should
stay far away from government, in my opinion.
I know.
In my opinion.
Just throwing it out there, I would think that. So an hour south of us is going to be like a foot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And here is going to be 41.
It's currently 41 degrees in Madison, Wisconsin today on February 1st.
Yeah, and it seems like the belt of snow would normally come and get us at this time, but it feels like everything has shifted over a little bit east.
I keep hearing all the national reports of the Midwest is bracing for a blizzard, and I look out the window and I'm like, everything's melting here.
And the forecast here is rain and no snow.
It's going to be soggy. Everything's melting today, and it's going to, again, temperatures will drop down, I believe, in the next couple of days, and be more back to normal of what you would expect for February in Wisconsin.
Hey, everyone, when you get a cold in the next week or so, that's not going to be surprising, because if the weather changes and shifts, maybe, 40, 50, 60 degrees within a couple of days, it's a really good chance that you're going to get sick.
Yeah. It's almost like those large temperature shifts aren't normal and shouldn't be something that we're getting used to. But unfortunately,
luckily, we shift our entire school year around the weather that happened 100 years ago.
Exactly. That's an excellent point from last week's show.
Very good, everyone.
Very good, everyone.
Let's tell us this.
Well, so we got some new long form reporting, Brian, because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has got a pretty excellent piece, and it is a long one, so it's a little bit too long to dive in for this whole
segment.
Yeah,
we're not going to read it.
But as Wisconsin's climate gets warmer and wetter, beloved winter activities could be in jeopardy. Skiing, ice fishing, and other sports face shorter seasons as snowfall and lake ice cover are affected by rising temperatures.
Wait, are you saying that you need cold temperatures to keep the snow and ice during winter sports?
That is correct.
See, what if we just will it to or don't believe in climate change?
Well, then you're going to have a hard time having those extended seasons
beloved
winter sports.
We're going to have to speak to some manager here and figure out how these sports can happen, because that's what happens in Wisconsin.
Well, rather than, do things to address this, and we're still litigating.
But I don't believe in it, and that's my right. So my opinion is correct. So
fair enough.
I have a right to my own opinion. You can't take that away from me.
True. But if you went outside and told me the sky was purple, I'd be like, no, Brian, that's blue.
Yeah, but I have a right to my own opinion. You need to go and litigate to make sure that the sky is purple for everyone.
Well,
and they complain about the liberals who try and want to make the world in their own image. It's funny.
Well, yeah, anyway. It is funny. But speaking of more liberal areas, we do have kind of tangentially here a story related to the climate. Madison Gas and Electric, the utility provider here in most of the portions of Dane County and the greater Madison area, is announced that it's going to be buying a natural gas generator down in Beloit to be able to supply power, because it's referring to natural gas as a bridge fuel to a net zero future. So in 2050, we might get there, but even areas like Madison, we're going to be burning natural gas as a quote unquote cleaner fuel than coal.
Better?
But it's better, allegedly. So
better? So,
yep. Even in the more progressive areas of the state, you still have solutions like burning natural gas and tying it up in a bow and saying it's better, but still not really addressing the problems that are leading to the shorter winter seasons and affecting a lot of life here in Wisconsin.
You know,
during
the important thing, at least dozens and dozens of people are, you know, composting on their own.
Dozens and dozens of people are reducing their single-use plastic bottles.
Very good. So am I.
Yeah, so
I am too.
Both of us.
And that's great. And the impact is, we're getting avalanche. We're screwed. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I for one, am enjoying our chaos overlords because the problem is that the folks that continue to lead to have this happen, by the time they live to rue to live the consequences of their own actions or their inaction or whatever, they're either going to be, too old to continue living, or it's just you got to kind of hold on to it and just say, all right, it's happening. How are we going to mitigate this circumstance? Because at this point, I don't know how to fix it. We've been talking about fixing it for, 20, 30, 40, 50 years now, maybe doing something better. And every time we do, people are like, yeah, but I can make so much more money this way.
Yeah.
And then the person who's like, yeah, but I made all these electric cars so that we don't have to burn fuel, burns enough fuel for all the electric cars that he built to be completely negated so that he can go to space.
And there's a huge Tesla recall as well that's going on right now because the Teslas don't actually stop at stop signs, apparently. So
that's good, right?
Yeah, they do the rolling stop that, a lot of people are notorious for. But
yeah, but not because you wanted to.
Right.
But because they can.
Because that's what it's programmed to do, and in the Teslas, apparently. But we got Dean from Osseo, Wisconsin, calling in. Dean, what's on your mind today?
Louis Gohmert has a lot of things, man. Climate. He has a cure for the climate change, and you should really lift that up. Louis Gohmert talking to, I think it's the Texas DNR or something like that. That's hilarious. That's just hilarious.
Is it anything along the lines of the former president saying that you just have to rake the forest a little bit more and you get rid of forest fires?
Rake the forest, friends.
No, it's on the line of wondering if the DNR could move the moon because.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember that one. Yep.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Ask the staffer. Just-